treasures of wisdom and things to be known are hidden inside your hand. In this fortunate turn of events, you ask me to be your friend. You ask me to be your friend.
sing out a new song to the Lord. Beginning and the end. I look only to you. My rock and my foundation, the Lord in whom I will trust. You see it all, Jesus. You see it all before it ever happens. And there was never a moment when you left me alone, but you've always been there, Jesus. My future and my past, it's all wrapped up in you, Lord. So I trust you today. We trust you today, Jesus. We trust you today, Jesus. We trust you today. And we give it all to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. We are glad that you're here. If this is your first time with us, please visit us at the Welcome Center in the foyer after the service so that we can give you a personal welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. At this time, we're going to continue to worship the Lord with our tithes and our offerings. There are several ways to give. You can do so by text. You can do so on our My Church app. You can also do so on our website. If you're writing a check, please include your email in the memo line so that we can send you a giving receipt. If you're giving online, just click the link in the comment section or in the description box. And we welcome you to come forward at this time to drop your offering in the buckets. God bless you as you give.
Praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything. It's our time. We must rise up and no longer disparage. It's our time, church, to honor our heritage. We have a Savior. He gave it all on the cross. We stand beside martyrs who counted nothing as loss. They took God's mysteries, opened them up for us. Stephen, John the Baptist, Bonhoeffer, Jan Hus. Surrounded by a cloud of witnesses above, it's now our turn to model his unending love. Our mission is one we cannot confuse, nor muddy up with some trite excuse. You say you're not well-versed, ready, or able. I think Moses even tried to use that fable. The time we have, it's now more urgent. If we should hear, well done, faithful servant. Yeah, church, it's our time. It's our time to confess the ways we're mangled, the sins and selfishness that have us entangled. Lust, greed, and pride, their path leads to the grave. Yet we return to our sins as if we're a slave. Can we survive in this putrid Dead Sea? I quote Paul, may it never be. So let's cast aside our individual leprosy and begin to leave a biblical legacy. There's a glorious prize awaiting to be won, and the way to win is to start to run. Let's lace them up and fight the good fight, become to the world both salt and light. Our life on earth is merely a vapor. Our chapter must move from pen to paper. So church, let's get to writing because it's our time. It's our time, church. We have what it takes to help the world from its slumber awake. To Jesus, we are his beautiful bride. Whom shall we fear with him on our side? We have each other. We are not alone. It's iron to iron in the combat zone. There's a promise of life full of adventure. As long as we give both talents and treasure, the workers are few, the harvest is plenty, with so many lives running on empty. Scores of people trying to cope, they've come to the end of their proverbial rope. Young eyes are wandering, looking for direction. Make sure we point them to his resurrection. The clock's ticking, we're on our dime. Hey church, rise up! It's our time.
Come on, it's our time. Come on, stand up with me one more time. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, it's our time. It's the time for the church to shine. Come on, it's our time on the earth. It's our time to walk in a spirit of revival. Come on, it's our time to shine as lights in the darkness. It's our time. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Lord, help us. Help us, God, to get a glimpse of what you desire for us. Help us to get a fresh revelation of who you are in the earth today. You're not pressed down. You're not pushed aside. You're front and center, God. You're in the middle of everything that's happening, God. You're in control, Lord. You've not left your throne, God. And I acknowledge you are holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the one who was and is to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it. Sing it one more time.
Holy, was and is to come.
Come on, sing it. Hallelujah.
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. The Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. All creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Come on, adore him one more time this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, adore him. Lift up a shout unto God. Hallelujah. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. exalt you today. Exalt you as the one who sits upon the throne, mighty and strong, Jehovah God, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals our bodies, even this moment as we're standing in your presence today, the one who extends healing to us. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, because you're worthy, oh God. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him your time right now. Give him your time right now. Hallelujah. Lord, it's your time. It's your time. I worship you, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. We pray that you would accomplish your plans and your purposes in this hour, Lord. Thank you for an online audience. Thank you for the nations. Thank you for India and Pakistan. Thank you for all the nations tuning in, Lord, to a weekly broadcast, a weekly encounter with you. May they not be disappointed. May they feel connected. May they feel, God, engaged in the work of the Spirit. May they feel fulfilled in the power of the Spirit. In Jesus' strong name, meet the needs of your people, God, in the earth. You're not limited by space. You're not limited by geographic. Hallelujah. Because you are omniscient. You know all things. Because you're omnipotent. You're all powerful. Because you're omnipresent. You're everywhere in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. La 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 bosanda de besi. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on. Let a worship come from your lips. Pray in the Spirit this morning. Let your groanings prevail. Let your groanings come out. Let them come out. Let them come out. Let them come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. The Holy Spirit is just doing a therapeutic thing in the earth. Come on. He's doing surgery. He's doing surgery on your heart right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord says, I'm doing a new thing in the earth. Will you not see it? Will you not embrace it? Will you not acknowledge it? Do not get your eyes upon the headlines. Do not get your eyes upon the circumstances. Do not get your eyes upon the negative things. For I am the Lord your God who reigns on high. I am the Lord your God seated on a throne. I am the Lord your God, the one who neither slumbers nor sleeps. I'm the shade at your right hand. I am with you all day, all night. I watch over you. My angels are dispatched to watch you in all your ways, to minister to you. Hallelujah. 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 Give honor to me, says the Lord. Give honor to me. This is the day that I have made. Rejoice and be glad in what I've done. Rejoice and be glad in what I've done. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and his name is to be praised and magnified. Lift up a shout unto God. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything. I will adore you.
Hallelujah. Come on. Clap your hands, all you people. Come on, shout unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for the younger generation. God, those who have energy, those who have spunk, those who have the abilities, God, that are beyond some of our older ones, God. Give them the desire. Give them a desire to be engaged and connected with the things of the Spirit. Father, do a revival. Create a revival among our young people. Start with our kids, Lord. Let our children walk in the gifts of the Spirit. Let our kids, God, who are set aside time on Wednesday nights and other times, our kids' church, our times of youth ministry, let those times, God, be savored by the Spirit of the living God. Let them not be another program, but God, let them be a divine connection with the King of Kings, a divine connection with the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, use us in public schools. Use us in private schools. Use us on college campuses, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's your time, God. It's your time. It's our time to recognize it. It's your time. You're doing a great thing. You're doing a great thing. We will not be oppressed by the spirit of the devil. We will not be oppressed by the spirit of the evil one. Hallelujah. The great news is that you're a God who does not fail. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Let's receive the word of the Lord today. Come on, smile at somebody before you're seated. Come on, tell them it's our time. Thank you, worship team. You guys get any better, I'm going to send you on a cruise. Amen. Praise the Lord. You guys appreciate this worship team? Come on. Hallelujah. 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 If that don't wet your fire, your wood's wet. Amen. If that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. Be in the presence of God. Hallelujah. It's our time. It's our time, but it's the Lord's time. I heard Pastor Anoli use the word trust several times in his exhortation to the people of God. And I'm beginning a series today. The next three messages that I preach will be from a series I'm calling Trusted. Trusted. It's all about our time. It's all about our talents. It's all about our treasures. Our times, our treasures, our talents. The question is, can God trust you? He's trusted you with so much. Amen? He's trusted you. Peter said, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that we're a chosen people. He said we're a royal priesthood. He said we were a holy nation. He said we were God's special possession. Come on, you've been grafted in. Amen? You're adopted. Come on. Come on, tell your neighbor, I'm adopted. Amen. I'm adopted. I never knew the power of adoption until I experienced it. Amen. It just transcends bloodlines. Amen. It just does. You can love those adopted kids with the same love. And that's an amazing thing. I think God's got an awesome sense of humor. I have three adopted grandchildren because my daughter-in-law cannot get pregnant. And guess what? She's due September 11th. Come on. The girl who cannot get pregnant. You'll never have a child, he said. Listen, you can't listen to what the world tells you. You cannot. You cannot. I don't know why some of y'all are still sitting there watching the television every night. I really don't understand that. I really don't understand that. Watch, just tune into what you need to know what's going on, to have your hand on the pulse of what's going on in the society. But it's time that the church returns to the book. Amen. It's time the church returns to prayer. It's time the church returns to the Bible. It's time the church returns to worship services. Amen. I was thinking, I had just a wild vision last week. And I thought, you know, how is it that in our churches today, and you need to receive this in the love that it's presented. I'm not trying to be condescending or critical, but I'm just telling you the truth. I remember, Sister Audrey, you would remember this very well. I remember when I came into this Spirit-filled walk, I remember going to church. And I remember the service was on Sunday night. And we don't do Sunday nights anymore. In fact, we don't do nights at all. Amen. We have revivals and people don't come because it's the night. And I worked all day. Amen. So I remember when we would go to church and the service was at 7, but we got there at 5. And you didn't get there and stand out in the parking lot and eat your Doritos and drink your Coke Zero. You just went inside the building and you wandered around until you found a Sunday school room or an empty classroom, and you just got on your face. You remember those days? You remember those days? I was started dating Joy at that time, so we're talking 40 years ago. We celebrate 40 years this year. 40 years ago, I started dating her 41 years ago. And that's what I came into. I came into a fiery church where you didn't have to pump. There was no, come on, lift your hands. There was none of that. There was none of that stuff. There was, come on, why don't you give the Lord a hand of praise? You know why? Because people just automatically were spontaneous to the power of the Spirit. Amen? And we would go into those classrooms and we would spend 2 hours praying. You say, well, what were you praying for? The 7 o'clock service, okay? And then at 7 o'clock, everybody would leave those little rooms and go into the sanctuary. And Sunday night, man, we'd be there till 9:30, 9:15, 9:30, 2 hours, 2 hours and a half. People would be laid out on the floor like cordwood. Folk were getting healed. Jericho marches. People were slobbering all over each other. Now we're hollering, keep your distance, okay? But this is the way it was. And you know what was working? The work of the Spirit of God. How many of y'all, listen, how many of y'all are just old enough to remember what I'm talking about? Come on, look at that. And I was thinking last week, I was thinking, you know, you open the altar, you say to the people, listen, come, our prayer team is here. And some of y'all just look at me like, well, you know, I appreciate the offer, but I got to go get something to eat here in a minute. Like, so what? I don't need to go to the altar. Yes, you do. You do. We all need to go to the altar. We all need those moments of consecration. We all need those moments of just no agenda. That's what we just came through, a discourse of worship, where the Lord just worship, just worship. Just give me your time. Just give me your time, and let's worship the Lord. You ever just get alone with God and just do nothing, say nothing? Just sit in his presence. Sometimes my wife and I will just say to each other, they're words of gratitude. We'll just say, you know what, we're blessed. And what is that? That's an acknowledgement to the Father, the one who is Jehovah Jireh, the provider, to say, God, we are so blessed. We're so blessed. And just, you know, I don't care where you live, on the mountain or the valley or near the sea or in the woods. If you're alive today and blood is running through your veins and you're breathing and you're getting around, you are blessed by God. Amen. Come on, there you go. Worship the Lord. Thank you. You're blessed by God. Could you have more than you, could you have more than you have? Yeah, yeah, you could. Some, do you sometimes desire more than you have? Yes, we all do. That's the nature of humanity. You know, that's why, have you ever seen a cow running down the road? Have you ever seen a cow just, you know, he's impounded in the fence and there's beautiful green pastures all around him and his head is through the fence, he's eating out the ditch. Because it's always, the grass is always greener where? On the other side. So when we're impounded by our circumstance and where we live and the street corner we were raised on, sometimes we think that, you know what, if I could just be over there. But here's the thing. You've got to be like Paul. Paul said, in whatever circumstance I find myself, there I find myself to be what? Content. You guys know the word. I'm content. I'm content where I am. The lot that has been given to me and the time that has been given to us. We got to make sure. We're going to speak about time here for just for a few minutes. I'm not going to preach to you long today. I got my quota of words this week. I've done more talking than three auctioneers at a cow sale. I've talked all week long. My wife can tell you, I have talked all week long. I talked all day yesterday. Amen. Some of you were here for the class, taught a class yesterday for those who are studying for the ministry. We have a 10 to 3 class on Saturday once a month. I just talk all day. I am talked. But guess what? I'm going to talk to you for about 30 more minutes. Amen? You know why? Because the Father has talked to me. Amen? I'm going to talk to you because he's talked to me. I love you guys, by the way, if you don't know that. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God that you're here. Amen? Come on. I love my church. Come on. Do you love your church? Amen? It's a great church. It's a great church, and it's a great church because it's great people. My wife and I sometimes will ride down the road, and we'll, because of what I'm working with or who I'm working with or who I'm helping or helping out of a struggle, we'll just leave that church and say, man, thank God for Carpenter Shop. You know, we do. We just do. Just thank God for Carpenter Shop. Not a perfect church, not by any means. But one that we can be thankful for. Amen? Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being here. Thank you for not being scared. Come on. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord. Thank you for supporting missions. Thank you for sowing your funds into India and to Pakistan. I preached in Pakistan this week, by the way. Thousands of people responded. I preached from my home in Edenton by Zoom. And they send reports and say, Pastor, and they keep asking us to do this. I told Joy, you know what, I get tired of this. I'm preaching to a camera with an interpreter, and I'm sitting in a room at my house. But God takes that message and just moves it across the nations and puts it in a village in Pakistan and India. And you guys, some of you guys have just given $125 a week for this service right here to be translated to their language and shown to them on television in 182 nations of the earth. That is amazing. We don't beg you for it. It just keeps coming in. People keep giving to that. So if you want to just invest in that, do it. And know that it's getting there. It's getting there. Pastor Anoli's wiring the funds to them. The interpreter's changing the service from English to their language. And they're watching it on television every week. Incredible, incredible opportunities. It's the Lord's time. He's called us, this people of God, to do what? To declare the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness. I've been there, and thank God He called me out. Out of darkness into this marvelous light of the glorious gospel, the good news, the evangelion, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a great privilege to be able to walk in. That's why we're here. That's why we took the time, we set aside the time to give our time to worship. Just come into His gates once a week, collectively. Just collectively come into His gates, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise, expressing gratitude and thankfulness unto Him. For the Lord is what? Good. And his mercy does what? Endures forever. Thank God. Thank God. Man, I feel such an energy today that's being released in the Word today. Just little phrases, little things. Today's the first in that series I'm going to talk about being trusted. He has trusted us with time. He's trusted us with money and assets and treasures and property. And he's trusted us with these things. And he gave them to us for a reason, not just for our enjoyment, but for the reality that we can also be stewards of that and bless other people with that. He's given us jobs. Okay? You say, man, Pastor, you just don't understand, man. I'm counting pennies. I'm breaking the piggy bank just to pay the water bill. You shouldn't be living like that. Ask the Lord, God, why am I struggling here? And let God help you get that thing on track, because his plan includes blessing. Okay? His plan includes blessing. I'm not a health, wealth preacher, but guess what I've discovered in God's word? He talks about good health. And he talks about wealth. He does. I'm not going to tell you, oh, if you'll just sow a seed of $1,000. No, we're not playing that game. We're not playing that. Just bring the tithe into the storehouse and see if, and test me, says the Lord, if I won't throw open the windows of heaven and pour out for you blessings that you can't even hardly contain. Just bring him his tithe. Just if you make 100, give him 10. If you make 1,000, give him 100. Just give him 10% and watch him do incredibly powerful things with the 90. It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So he's trusted us with time. He's trusted us with treasure. And he's trusted us with talents. Talents, just abilities, both innate, internal, God-given things. We were born. Somebody says, well, man, he's a born musician. Some people are born musicians. Some people sit through lesson after lesson after lesson after lesson and try to teach themselves how to play this thing. But both of them are talents. No matter how you got it, both of them are talents. I appreciate the talent on this platform. It's amazing. God's amazing abilities that are manifested in these people's lives every week. I enjoy standing here and worshiping God with you guys. And we're trusted with these precious commodities. And I was praying about how we are to visit that reality in these next three messages that I deliver to you. And I heard the Lord say, trusted, trusted. I've trusted you with these things. And the number one thing I want to transfer to our hearing today is how that we are trusted with time and how we are to willingly and worshipfully give that time to the Lord. Give that time to the Lord. You know what? My wife and I have a phrase. It's basically Pastor Joy's phrase, and I borrow it. And she says, you can quote Joy on this, well, folk are going to do what they want to do. And she is absolutely bullseye right. Come on. People do what they want to do. Have you ever invited somebody to an event? Hey, we're having a little get-together at the house. They always say, it's not going to be many people, just a few of us. You get there and there's 79 people there. Okay? They're just a few of us, and we wanted you to come. And are you think you're going to be able to make it? And then they start speaking in tongues. I don't know. My wife says this is what they're doing. They want to wait and see if some better opportunity comes up before that. Okay? So people don't want to slice out time and commit to stuff. Am I preaching to anybody today? People don't want to slice out time and be committed to something. And so you have to be very selective. James Dobson said you have to be selective with your worship services. Don't crowd the church calendar down, because folk aren't going to give you but two events a week anyway. They'll give you Sunday morning and a work day at the church. Sunday morning and the Easter egg hunt. Sunday, but they're not going to just, look, don't make something, you know, well, we got this Tuesday night, this one Wednesday afternoon, and then Bible study Wednesday night. Thursday, we got a Royal Ranger, you know, whatever. Don't crowd the calendar down, because people are not going to give you but just a certain slice of their time. We're talking about time. And the first thing the Lord wants to transfer to you today in the Spirit is you got to make sure that God can trust you with your time. 86,400 seconds equals one day. 7 days equals 1 week. 4 weeks equals 1 month. 12 months equals 1 year. And you can go on and on and on. 10 years equals a decade. 10 decades equals a what? A century. Keep on going and going and going. Okay? But the thing of it is, God has given us this time. And the reality of it is, none of us know how much time we have. Okay? We don't. We don't know how much time we have. But while we do have it, this is what the Lord says. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 22. Somebody say, he's preaching now. See then that you walk circumspectly. I'm in the King James Version of the Bible. And three people in the house said, glory to God. Amen. No, I use it once in a while. When I quote, I'm always King James. See then that you walk circumspectly. Circumspectly. Not as fools, parenthetically, he says, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I love what he says about time in verse 16. Paul says that we are to do what? Carefully redeem the time. It's click, 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 click. Time gets away from us. And sometimes we don't do very good job of redemption of time. Redeeming the time, he says in verse 16. Let's look at another translation just for clarity this morning. Ephesians 5, 15 to 21 from the New International Version. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Making the most of every opportunity is the translation of redeeming the time. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing, make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Verse 15, he says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Paul is calling for us to exercise a great deal of care here. He says, be careful. In the King James, he used the word circumspectly. It's this idea of being. And, you know, Peter was the one who comes along and says, be sober, be vigilant, because, you know, your adversary is running around here seeking whom he may devour. So God wants you to walk in your Christian walk with a posture that has eyes wide open. Not just eyes in the natural, but eyes in the Spirit. He wants you to be open. You've got to be watchful. You know, you got to be watchful. I shared an illustration yesterday in my class that I taught. I shared an illustration of how we were talking about ministry integrity and character and ethics and all that in the ministry. And I shared an illustration of how many, many years ago, a young lady called me on the telephone. And she had called the church. Hey, Pastor Wallace there? Yeah, they patched me in. Hello, this is Pastor Wallace. Pastor Wallace, just a beautiful voice on the other end. You are such a man of God. And it's female, sounding real smooth. Amen? Pastor Wallace, you are a tremendous man of God. And then another voice spoke to me. It was the voice of the Holy Spirit. And you know what he said? Watch out. Wait, Lord, hold on a second, God. Don't get antsy. She's giving me a compliment because I am, you know, I'm telling the Lord, she's giving me a compliment because I am pretty good, you know. Okay. I mean, I'm needing an ego stroke here. And you got a lady speaking to me, and you know, in a nice, smooth voice, telling me what a man of God I am. And you're going to say, watch out. And I taught this class yesterday that watch out saved me from a shipwreck. Because you know what that watch out was? I was able to investigate the call, and I was able to find out who it was that made the call. And it was a reaction. Somebody say reaction. It was a reaction from an angry church member that I had reproved and dismissed from the congregation. Okay? I've done that 2 times in 29 years here. I've gotten the law involved and totally dismissed 2 people from this church, never to step back property on this property again. And I had good reasons to do it. And that's a tough thing to do. Don't say, I can't believe he did that. If you'd have gone through what I'd have went through, you'd have done the same thing. And so I had excommunicated this guy. And so to get back at me, he got a friend, a female friend, to try to call me and see if I would fall victim to a potential relationship with her. Can I just tell you something? It is important to have an ear tuned to the Spirit of the living God every day, every moment. You better have your ears to the Spirit of the Lord. And that's what we call the gift of what? Discernment. You better have, listen, I wish I could speak in tongues. You better wish you could discern before you speak in tongues, okay? You better need to, if you want to speak in tongues, go take Spanish at the college. They'll teach it to you. If tongues is what you're after, okay? Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. I speak in tongues every day of my life. But rather than speak in tongues, I would rather have a discerning spirit to know where I'm headed today. And so this beautiful gift of the Spirit, God says, watch out. Okay? And so you have to understand that as God has called you, as we're reminded here through Paul, that we are to walk circumspectly. That means that we are to have, you know, we're up in the tower all the time just watching. Listen, you don't know how much mail I get. You don't know how many emails I get. You don't know how many calls I get. You don't know how many texts I get of opportunists that are trying to weasel their way into my life for negative reasons. That's why it's important that you pray for Pastor Joy and I. You just don't know, because my life's got a target on it. Okay? And guess what? So does yours. So does yours. If you're a child of God, the enemy's got a target on you. He wants to discourage you. He wants to distract you. He wants to pull you off of the path that you're on and get you to serving the other God. So it's not just for preachers, okay? It's worse on preachers. Why? Because to whom much is given, help me, much is required. Okay? So it's tough. And so that reason is we are to make sure that in our time that we are walking circumspectly. I hope you're getting this, folks. You're walking circumspectly. And so he says, don't be like a fool, but rather be wise. And he's talking about the manner in which we live. Paul deals with the call upon our lives as believers to live as children of the light. People who, not like people who are in darkness. He calls us out on sexual immorality. He calls us out on impurities in our lives. He calls us out on being greedy and being selfish. And he calls us out on obscenities. And he even calls us out on just coarse joking. Listen, we live in a Jerry Springer world where people are entertained by watching filth, where the TV airwaves are on overkill with rash and raw behavior, and they air their dirty laundry to the world, and the world wastes their time watching this. Who's the baby's daddy? You know? And you take all these talk show hosts, and you know what they do? They do good things for a while. I enjoy Dr. Phil. Just let's watch Dr. Phil. And guess what? It doesn't take but a few years and a little extra money in their bank account. And you know what they do? They buy into the world system, and they become also another vulgar 30 minutes on television. You don't need to watch Dr. Phil. You don't. Because he's doing the same thing. Well, we're going to discover now who exactly is the real father. You can say it differently, but it's the same junk you've been watching from Springer. Maury, or whatever his name was, had a great show many, many years ago. The thing went south. It's trash. Okay? Let's just watch something good. Let's go to Mayberry. Come on, somebody. Let's go to Walton's Mountain, bless the Lord. Come on. Give me TV Land. Throw the other 99 channels in the trash, okay? So, listen, we have to be careful because, you know, you can listen to talk show hosts and programs and all this other stuff, and it's basically unveiled ungodliness. It's ungodliness that is unveiled, and people spend their valuable time watching this stuff. Paul said, you are not to be foolish, but be wise in how you spend your time. Then look at verse 16, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Paul said, redeem your time wisely. He said, because the days are evil. Man, when I was studying this, I had a divine revelation that Paul didn't even have a media world to be talking to. He didn't. He didn't have a media world at all. There wasn't even no such thing as a bag phone. There was no such thing as a telephone. Thank you, Mr. Bell. There was no such thing as dialing up and talking to anybody. Remember when the phones came out? We were on a party line. Remember that? Come on. I get to make a call and I open up the line and my grandma's talking to my aunt in Elizabeth City, which is forever. Okay? And so you somehow put your finger on the little black thing that's sticking up and you push it down real quietly thinking that they are not going to hear an interruption in the line. And then they say, sounds like somebody's picked up on this. Yeah, like, please hang up. Party lines. Man, I'm old, okay? I'm older than some of you who don't know what that is. That's been a long time ago. But you see, Paul didn't even have a system like that to talk about. And he says, I want you to redeem your time. I don't want you to get caught up in ungodly things. Verse 17, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Paul gets to set the record straight for believers. He calls for us to capture in our minds and in our hearts what God's will is for us. Verse number 18, he says, so I don't want you getting intoxicated. Don't get drunk on wine, because wine has a recourse, and what that recourse consists of leads to debauchery. We'll talk about that in a minute. But he says, instead, what I want you to do is take your time, and I want you to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Paul says when you indulge in other influences other than His Holy Spirit leading you, then you'll be shown to be a fool. Okay? So he uses the word debauchery. Not a word we're accustomed to using, but it simply means excessive indulgence in sensual pleasures. It means bodily pleasures that include alcohol, drugs, and even sexual pleasures. Many a person has become excessive in these things and been subject to the actions of a fool. When you're under the influence of another substance, you are placing yourself at the mercy of the devil, and with him, there ain't no mercy. Okay? You know, we had a long day yesterday of teaching and then counseling appointments that went into about 3 hours. And somebody said, welcome to Saturday. Amen. We had a long day yesterday. And then we tried to close it out with just meeting someone for dinner in Edenton. And we ran into a problem. Things are closed. You know, well, let's call them. Hey, hello, Edenton Bay Oyster Bar. Yes, I'd like to make a just kind of check and see if you guys are. Oh, yeah, we're open, but we are jammed up with reservations. People are waiting. We don't have a table open. We probably won't. Okay, go to another restaurant. They're closed. Go to another one. Yeah, table for four, please. Oh, yeah, it'd be about a 45-minute wait. In Edenton, North Carolina, come on. 45 minutes? This is not Raleigh. I'm not here at Outback, you know. I'm not here at Olive Garden. This is Edenton, North Carolina. We're talking Tasty Freeze and Hardee's. Come on, somebody. 45 minutes. So I said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. You know, it's just frustrating. It's just frustrating when you run into little things like that. And all we wanted to do was just kind of close out and just kind of, you know, have a meal, bring the evening to a close and everything. And in that, finally, when we got a seat, it was good. But I reflected back to the last one where they said it would be 45 minutes. And while the waitress or the hostess was telling me in this ear, it'd be about 45 minutes, over in this ear was every profane word you could think of in that language being used because guys had already become imbibed. They're sitting there drunk and just talking this and talking that. And I thought, man, this ain't no place to sit and talk. Okay, this is not going to work. So we ended up at a Mexican restaurant and had a beautiful, beautiful pollo relleno. Amen. Did I say that okay? No, I'm sorry. Tried so hard. Now Julian is laughing at me. Julian, I'm going to cut you off from cookies, man. So we had just a wonderful little, you know, meal there and just brought the day to a close. You know, listen, you can go in places and sit down and try to eat, but you always got to hear that overflow of this foolishness. There's no place like eating at home, okay? Man, I got a grill that I think is going to last until Jesus comes. And we just throw a little chicken breast on that thing, and there ain't nothing that tastes like my chicken breast, okay? With a little seasoning on it. Look, I'm going to finish this message, and you can get some, okay? It's going to come time to eat, but there's nothing that tastes like food at home. Nothing. Absolutely. Grilled to perfection with just a little bit of seasoning and a nice salad. Come on. But you don't, you go out and you hear all this craziness. And that's what the enemy wants you to hear. And if you listen, you've got to make sure you are properly redeeming your time. Make the best of it. Sometimes it might just be a better decision just not to even go in those places. Amen? John 10:10, Jesus said this. He said the thief has a mission. He comes only to steal, only to kill, only to destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come that I might give you abundant life in the King James, life to the full. Life to the full is a life that is led by the Spirit of God, a redeemed life because of the blood of Jesus that is led by the Spirit of the Lord. And then, so when you properly redeem your time, it results in three things. And the Bible is clear. All I'm doing, friends, is studying the Bible out loud. That's all. It's the word is preaching the text, okay? Most of the time, that's true. You don't have to be creative. Most of the time, the word will preach the text itself. And so when you redeem the time, he says, this is what will happen. Verse 19, you'll speak to one another with psalms and hymns and songs of the Spirit. You'll sing and you'll be making music from your heart to the Lord. That's what you're doing. You will be a source of what? Encouragement. Encouragement. You know what? Listen, it feels good. Encouragement feels good. Encouragement, a pat on the back, a shaking of the hand, a fist bump, a smile, words. Pastor, loved your message today. Those things, you know what they do? They fuel your energy. They fuel your passion. They fuel your desire to do what it is you've called to do. Hey, guys, love the music today. Come on. Love the music today. Did an awesome job on that song, Kaiasia. Okay? You know what I said when I was standing there? Man, I love her shoes. Okay. Where's Kaisha? Kaisha, throw that foot up in the air, girl. Look at that. Love them shoes. Man, if I had a pair of shoes like that today, I'd have worn them. I would have worn them across this platform. Nice shoes. Amen. Love the shoes. But you know what that does? When somebody says something to you that is encouraging, it gives you a lift. Amen. Gives you a lift in your spirit. I looked over here at Brother Chucky today, and I pointed to him. I went, like that. You know what that means? That means, and no words used, but what does that mean? That means, man, I'm so glad to see you. Okay? It don't mean hold up. No, it doesn't mean that at all. I said, smile. I just said, man, I'm so glad to see you. Okay? Just a word of encouragement. I'm glad to see all of you. Glad to be in the house of the Lord today. Glad that this day is Sunday and we can come together and sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and sing and make music in our hearts to the Lord. This is about building up. What does this come from? It comes from people who properly redeem their time. You could be anywhere today, but you're here. You could be tuning in on any broadcast, but you've tuned into this one. And we're encouraging you today. Keep on serving the Lord. He's a faithful God. Amen. He will not let you down. He will not let you down. So what happens is when we properly redeem our time, give the Lord a slice that is due him. Give him this time. Then not only will you be a source of encouragement, you will have a heart of gratitude, always giving thanks. Verse 20. Thanks to God the Father for everything. Lord, thank you that I had a flat tire because evidently you did not need me to be 5 miles up the road a little quicker because I could have had a T-bone. Okay? Just you say, huh? You really believe so? Yep, I do. I believe sometimes God's delays are God's provision. I do. I believe God's delays are God's provision. If you just did a study, do it sometime. Take your pen, your pencil, and a tablet and write down every occasion where Jesus was walking in one direction, going to a place, and he was what? Interrupted. Come on. You start looking at the times where Jesus was interrupted, where he was heading to somewhere and somebody caused something else to happen. And you'll discover that some of the best blessings in life come through interruptions. So you always give thanks for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. His will always involve you just giving thanks. Amen? 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's a good way to spend your time, being thankful, not belly aching over where you find yourself. Listen, cultivate a spirit of gratitude. Just, hey, look, watch Joel Osteen. Look at what he does. God, I just thank you that today you're going to be with me, that you're leading me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Today, Lord, you're going to lead me beside still waters. You're going to restore my soul. Today, you'll prepare a table before me, the Bible says, in the presence of mine enemies. Lord, today my cup is going to run over. Today, God, I might even get to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm not going to fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me, God. I want to thank you. Start being thankful. Come on now. Come on, be thankful. When you redeem the time properly, man, I love this message so much, I'm going to give my heart to Jesus at the end of this thing. When you start redeeming your time properly, two things already. You're going to be an encourager, and you're going to be thankful. You're going to be an encourager, and you're going to be thankful. Amen? It's a wise way to spend your time. Third thing that time influenced by the Holy Spirit to do God's will is verse 21. A hard one for some of us. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Now you say, I don't really understand that. Well, let me help you here. If you properly redeem your time, you'll be an encourager, you'll be thankful, you'll be filled with gratitude, but you'll also have what I call a mutual respect for the people that you interact with. You're not called to agree on everything. You're not called to like the same foods they like. You're not called to watch the same TV shows they watch. You're not called to spend your money the same way they spend it. But you're called to do what? Mutually respect one another. Okay? I've had people in counseling sessions before, and I'd say, well, tell me what your resolve is. What are you going to do here? And they say, well, we were going to so-and-so and so. And I just say, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. What was I saying? In a very nice way, that's not what I would do, but that's interesting. Did I in any way demean the person that I'm talking to? No. I didn't say, you crazy? No, I didn't say that. I said, oh, that's interesting. Okay. Why would you choose that decision? Why would you choose that recourse? And then they explain something else. I say, oh, okay. Well, how about I just pray for you about that? Father, in Jesus' name, and we just, hey, I did never condemn anything, never condemned anybody, never told them, man, you're barking up the wrong tree. Now, if I thought they were doing something that would be very seriously damaging to somebody's health or well-being or welfare, I'd pull the plug on that and say, hey, we got to talk about this a little more. Okay? That's a counselor for you. But you submit to one another and you have mutual respect for other people. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to be an encourager. He wants you to redeem your time. He wants you to slice out of your week that he's given you. Go ahead and slice out and make decisions on what you're going to do this week. My wife and I live by the calendar on our phones. And as soon as we make an engagement, hey, she says, let me get that. And what is it? It's the 15th at 2 o'clock. Got it. So we're synced. We're linked together in the same schedule. So we don't get surprised. I say, we got what tonight? Are you kidding me? I'm wore out. I told you. No, you didn't. No, it doesn't happen. Because we sync with each other the things that we're planning to do. And so what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to his church today, worship team, you can come back and join me here. The Holy Spirit is trying to say, what I want you to do is sync with me. Y'all hear me now? I want you to sync with me on this great resource that I've given you called time. The Lord says, would you just blot out a time for me, you know, collectively. Corinthians, Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he said, upon the first day of the week, is the phraseology, upon the first day of the week, let him set aside. He's talking about giving, but he's talking in the context of also in a sense of collective gathering. You slice out your time. Listen, we're glad that you're here. We're thankful that you're here. And just make sure that you protect those times. You know, hey, you be careful when you plan things. Somebody says, wait, hey, I was going to pass through there. Can I meet you somewhere Sunday morning, say 10 o'clock? Then all you got to do is say, well, you know, I wish I could, but I have a commitment at 10 o'clock. You don't have to tell them what your commitment is. Okay, well, how about Sunday afternoon? Sunday afternoon will work, okay? But you already said what to God? Lord, I'm going to be a redeemer of my time and I'm going to do wise things. And you said, let me not forsake the assembling of myself together with other believers. So I'm going to say 10 o'clock is not a good time for me, okay? Well, I'm going to the beach this weekend. Go ahead. Take off Friday. Stay Friday night all day Saturday. Stay till 3 in the morning, Sunday morning if you want to, but get back here by 10, okay? Okay? Listen, get back here by 10. Why? Because it's that important to your spiritual life. Amen? Some of y'all look at me like, Pastor, you lost your mind. No, I haven't. I've become 60, okay? And I'm grown up, okay? And I know the value of every time we gather together. Appreciate you guys, man. Wow. Just wow. Amazing thing. Amazing thing. Somebody get that brother that just walked out the building, bring him back in here. Now's his time. It's the Holy Spirit you're feeling. It's this way, not that way. Yeah, come on. The Holy Spirit, you're feeling the Holy Ghost. And instead of going that way, you come this way. Give me some ministry people here. Praise God. See, the Holy Spirit will make you want to make quick decisions. Not here to embarrass anybody. Just do the will of the Father. Okay? Just do the will of the Father. Amen. I want to be a good redeemer of my time. Amen. Hallelujah. Strongholds got to be broken. Strongholds got to be broken. Hallelujah. Come on, why don't you just stand? Make where you are an altar. I was going to open up the altar, but you're seated. I'm looking at you. There's a lot of spacing, and there's nobody really around close. Why don't you just make where you are right now an altar? Come on. Make where you are an altar. Make where you are an altar. Just engage yourself for just a moment in the presence of God. Engage yourself where you are in the presence of God. And just begin to just, Lord, why don't you just pray my little prayer here? Father, I just want to thank you. Come on. Father, I just want to thank you for this awesome gift of time. Come on, just spend a minute thinking about that. Lord, I just thank you for this awesome gift of time. Lord, you said that you wanted to teach me to number my days. Lord, thank you for time. Now, let's add to that. Lord, I'm just following the Holy Spirit. Lord, I want to thank you that you're going to enable me to manage my time. Manage my time. You're giving me time. Help me to prioritize. Help me to prioritize. Help me to seek you first. Help me to always make space to gather for worship. Help me to always, apart from the church, help me to always have my own quiet, personal, me and you time. Just me and you, Lord. Just me and you sitting on the porch. Just me and you sitting on the deck. Just me and you in my rocking chair. Help me to always carve out time in Jesus' name. And Lord, help me. Just follow me here. Lord, just help me to make sure that I'm an encourager, that I'm not a discourager, that I'm an encourager, that I'm always willing to just put a skip in somebody else's step. I'm always willing to say a kind word. I'm always willing to drop a few bucks here. I'm always willing to pay for a meal. I'm always willing to sow into somebody's life kindness of words and deeds and monetary things. help me to be a person of gratitude. Help me to be thankful. Help me to not complain. Come on, help me not complain, Lord. Help me to not complain. And Lord, please help me to properly submit to other people mutually, to respect where they are, to respect the things that they've chosen to do. Help me to try to understand and relate to them. Help me to not be critically spirited. Help me to not say ugly things and drive people away from me, Lord, because I'm a carrier, here we go, of your presence. You've trusted me with time, and I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to be thankful, filled with gratitude. Oh, come on, somebody clap your hands to the Lord today. You're going to be thankful. Hallelujah. 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 Horace, I want to ask you a question, okay? Did you get what you need this morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the reason I called you back in here is because when the Spirit of the Lord started moving in here, you're exiting the building, and you have got to break this thing in your life, okay? I've talked to you privately, but now the Bible says and teaches us, help me, preachers, there's a time to bring it public too, okay? And I'm just going to tell you before God's people, if you keep on playing with this thing, you're going to cut your life short in an instant like that. You're going to leave this earth. So you got to get priorities right, okay?
You're right.
Hmm?
You're right.
Priorities got to be right. No more playing. No more playing with it. And you view God as like he's just a quick fix. I'm going to go to church and everything's going to be all right. That's not the case. You still got to go before the courts. You got to go before the courts, and you got to go before a judge. Okay, but it's not God's will that you keep going to jail and going to jail and going to jail. And when you get paid in just a matter of hours, all your money's gone. Okay? Is that true? You get paid and all your money's gone. That is not God's will. Okay? God, listen, you're a smart man. I've listened to things that have come out of your mouth. You know the Word of God. I've heard the Word of God. I've taught the Word of God in your presence. And you talk back to me because you know the Bible. But knowing, James says, and doing are two very different things. You can know the whole book, but if you don't live the book, you will end up, no, it's not going to do any good. It's not going to do any good. So I'm speaking new life over you today. Lift your hands up. I'm speaking new life over Horace today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this thing, as they've prayed for him today, I fully believe this thing is broken in the name of Jesus. And today is a pivotal time. Today is a change. Today is a different course. Today, Lord, you're going to do something new and beautiful. He's going to be a redeemer of your time that you've given him. In Jesus' strong name. Jesus' strong name. Amen. Whether you know it or not, God just added to your life. Because if you'll do what God says, Ephesians 5, 15 to 20, right down where we live, is a bullseye to your heart today. Amen. That's where it's at. And I brought you up here for one reason. Not to embarrass you. I brought you up here because as a pastor, I love you. I do. I love you. And I don't want to see you end in destruction like many of your friends all around you. You've watched your friends fall like dominoes because of drugs. Dominoes. They've fallen out dead and never to return. And if you don't get it right, that's going to be your fate. Okay? You've got too much. Redeem it. Redeem the time. You've got too much. God has purpose for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Do any of y'all know somebody else like this? You know somebody who's wasting their time, okay? I want you just to begin to intercede for that person every day and ask the Holy Spirit, okay, for a courage to go to them, okay? And all you've got to do is say this, hey, last Sunday, man, I went to church. My pastor preached a message about, that's your opening statement. That just kills all of the courage that it takes to even talk with them. You got that? Last Sunday, I went to church, man. My pastor preached a word about redeeming the time, and I thought about you. And there's your wide open door, and the Holy Ghost will do the rest. Amen? So, Father, right now, we decree and declare that lives will be changed this week as our people are standing here right now. You're by the Spirit. You're dropping names into their spirit, and they're going to contact people that they're concerned about their walk with God. They're concerned about their destiny. They're concerned about their journey. And you're going to create divine appointments because we were willing to take some time out of our schedule, some time to give you time with them and their time. It's all about time. Today, we thank you, God, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's pray for revival, friends. Let's pray for a spirit of revival hit our church. And let's just believe God for incredible, incredible things. God bless you. Have a great, great, great Sunday. Amen. Amen. God bless you.